publication from originating out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, in 1888. And this is written by a man named S.S. Stewart, who was a zealot, a banjo zealot, if there was such a thing. He was back then. He was a banjo maker and teacher and writer. And
here you're going to skip this, but there.
You can do substring extracts, right, on paragraphs? You know how to do that?
No, I'd like to learn right now, as a matter of fact.
The banjo as a solo instrument is a success. When accompanied by the guitar or piano, it is a decided success. I'm not sure I'll get the distinction. When used as an accompaniment to the voice and singing, it is always attractive. It has ever been conceded an excellent accompaniment. When combined in numbers and sizes, banjos may be used with striking effect, formed into an orchestra or band. It also has other uses, uses which many have not yet even dreamed of. Take this. One of them is as a medium for psychophysiological curative agency. This may sound very strange to many readers, but instances of its usefulness in such direction are a matter of record. A few years ago, I preserved an account of a case where the banjo was a medium of curative power. I will here append it. It was clipped from a medical journal. A case is reported of a lady supposed to be dying of nervous exhaustion, being kept alive till she was fed and restored by the persistent efforts of her attendant, village doctor, who, lacking any other musical instrument, performed unceasingly for 24 hours by her bedside on his banjo with appropriate gestures, till his patient awoke not only to life, but to a sense of the ludicrous, and revived in a fit of laughter. That comes from a magazine called The Banjo, not exactly a dispassionate agency there.
Well, is anyone suffering from nervous exhaustion out there?
Dying
of nervous exhaustion. I found that this, it took us like 4.5 hours driving up here today in the rain and traffic through Hartford for hours. And it's like this road.
Would you play for me for 24 hours with appropriate gestures?
No, unceasingly.
I don't feel that well. 24 hours, please, starting now.
Starting now.
With appropriate gestures.
You want me to play all night? I'll play till tomorrow night. Right? So this road thing is really getting me down and schlepping all over the place. So I'm thinking of going into this curative business. I'm going to put out a shingle in Fair Lawn, New Jersey. I'll come down if you have any problems.
Should we do
I'm going to do something, and we are going to do something more accurate, which we've never played together before. In fact, I've never met this gentleman. But I've been playing the clawhammer style, which is sometimes known as frailing or frapping or failing the banjo, and it has all sorts of names. And I was kind of doing this in the minstrel style. Back then it was called the stroke style, but it's basically, instead of picking up with the finger picks, down the thumb and up with the fingers, you're just hitting down either with the index or middle finger. When I first started playing, I didn't have my index fingernail grown long, and it sounded a little dull, and then someone said that you should, grow your nail long, and it acts kind of as a pick. And there's an article in, or a little mention in Pete Seeger's banjo book about something to this effect, that he was hammering, nailing something in his house, and missed, and somehow the hammer smashed his finger, and the fingernail turned black and fell off, but grew back much stronger, and he wasn't necessarily suggesting this for clawhammer players, but it always seemed like the sort of Gordon Liddy method of playing the banjo preparation. So we're going to try a tune that we've never played before, and this is a tune that I learned from the playing of Dwight Diller, who's kind of my banjo guru in the clawhammer end of things. Club, Texas,